Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean is always with me every other week, usually, so at least twice a month. And I always love having Jean. She's been one of my strengths, and we are actually preparing up for a huge telesummit that's coming. Actually, it'll be starting in September, won't it? One part of it. And it's going to be an exciting one because there's going to be a book out of it. There's going to be a boat cruise. So you just keep listening in to hear all about this exciting realities of creation. And I'm kind of getting so stoked about it. I'm getting a little bit excited about it.
So, yeah, me too.
And the website is out. So it's called
realitiesofcreation.com.
All right. So that'll be an easy one to figure out. But yeah, I'll put it on with my links to the show and make sure that people have a way of getting there, because I think it's going to be exciting. And I hope you join us for the boat cruise and definitely get our book, because it'll be very interesting, because there's going to be 8 other people, everybody putting in their own chapter and their own unique spin on reality of creation. So It's kind of an exciting thing.
I think so. I do. So happy day.
Yes, this is actually a holiday for, well, you're not going to hear it on my holiday, but this is being recorded on my holiday day, which seems to be a very busy day for me, but that's okay. Woohoo.
You know, welcome to my world, because one day's the same as the next. I work when clients need me, and I play when they don't. So, you know, I don't worry about holidays anymore.
I try to make sure I don't work on Sundays, though. I mean, there are certain days that I just like, no.
Yeah, I don't work on Sunday either.
Yeah.
But, well, that said, occasionally on a Sunday night, somebody will have a problem and I'll work with them.
Ah.
You know, but, you know, I'm usually running around like a fun woman on Sunday. So, ay, ay, ay.
So you've had some interesting things, but we're going to start off with...
Oh, Lord have mercy, yes.
I guess with what you wrote in your last newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So start it off, Jean.
Okay, so I am very active, and part of the reason why I run around like a fun woman on Sundays is I'm very active in the Unity Church in the little mountain town where I live. It's called Unity Church of the Mountains in Blairsville, Georgia. And we don't have like a quote unquote minister. We have guest speakers that come every week, which really kind of keeps it from getting boring. And there's an incredible woman. She's in her 80s, and she's been a New Thought teacher most of her life, I do believe. Her name is Joyce Reynolds. And so she came and spoke to us a couple of weeks ago, and she's just a hoot. You know, she's really a ball of fire, and everybody loves Joyce and always enjoy listening to her. And she taught a workshop after the service, and the workshop was on scripting. And, you know, it was maybe like a $20 to attend this workshop. And I looked at it and I thought, I don't need that. I know everything there is to know about scripting, and didn't go. So, I have an office in town here that I share with a reflexologist, and she did go. And so we were chatting the next week, and she said, wow, that scripting stuff that Joyce Reynolds teaches is really powerful. I'm like, how so, Cindy? And she said, well, I started scripting, and my entire calendar is full of clients for this week and next week.
Hmm.
And I'm like, holy cow. Wait a minute. Okay, what is it that Joyce taught that was something I didn't already know? Give me the cliff notes. And so we sat down, had lunch, and she kind of talked it through me. And while we were having lunch, you know, I did a couple of little scripts about manifesting clients and went back out to the car, because I left my phone in the car because I didn't want to be disturbed while I was having lunch, and looked at my phone, and I had somebody call and booked a session while I was in there. I thought, that works. So I continued to do it and continued to fill my calendar. And then I thought, wow, I wonder if I could manifest my beloved doing this. So I did a couple of little scripts to manifest my beloved. And didn't really notice any change. And then I remembered my dear friend Lori Houston had told me about a book a long time ago about, and I don't even remember the name of the book, Lori. I can't find where I put it. But I had read it, and it was about creating, you know, a script on steroids for creating what you wanted to do in your life, you know, actually making it into a movie kind of thing. Do you remember that book?
No.
I know it was you.
Okay.
It was you. And it was probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was probably before I moved, and the book may have gotten lost in the move. But anyway, so I thought I'd probably not put enough energy into this boyfriend script here. So I'm going to go a little crazy with it and just going to really write more than just a few sentences. And that was Sunday night, was a week ago. And by the time I went to bed that light that night, somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning, which is way hours past when I normally go to bed, I was on chapter 9 of the book.
Yeah.
And it got quite detailed. And it got to the point where I really couldn't tell whether it was real or not. I mean, it was like, wow, did this really happen? I think it really did, you know? And so, you know, and I went to bed. And then, and basically I've just kept working on this thing, you know, and fleshing it out more and more, you know, and, it's really been fun enjoying it until, woke up Wednesday morning and I could hardly move. My back hurt so bad. And so I called my chiropractor, natural doctor, and usually it takes about a week to get in with him. And I basically threw myself on a sword and I said, you know, I'm in a lot of pain here. We're talking a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
And is it possible that you could work me in? And they said, sure, we'll get you in at 3:45 this afternoon. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to wait till 3:45. I went back to bed. But I mean, it wasn't even comfortable being in bed. My back hurt so bad. It was like radiating out all over the place. And so I go there and he said, well, sure enough, L4 is out. You've got a bulging disc. And, so he put the disc back in place and he said, but you know, it's more than that, Gene. The reason why you're in so much pain is because there's inflammation here. And he started testing and the inflammation was a bacterial infection from a nanobacteria. And I said, well, I don't know what that is. What is it? And he said, well, it's a bacteria that doesn't have a cell wall. You know, bacteria have become quite adept at, changing, and now they don't have cell walls anymore because, you know, we've been doing, you know, pharmaceuticals and antibiotics to get rid of them for so long. And the antibiotic, what it does is it destroys the cell wall so that the medicine can get in and kill the bacteria. So they don't have cell walls anymore. A lot of them. And so he's put me on a homeopathic for that. And, you know, I really couldn't tell him about my book, you know, because he's already pretty
chicken.
Sure I'm a little out in left field, you know, although he, you know, tolerates me. And he's a damn good doctor. So I went home going, wow, you know. So I went to Louise Hay and I looked up L4 and it says rejecting sexuality. And I was like, okay, that confirms it. What I did was I created this really juicy romance novel with this really sexy guy. And I've gotten everything wound up and no place for the energy to flow. And so it's like, wham.
Or it's just picking out those areas that you need to clear out prior to bringing in this juicy relationship.
Well, absolutely that too, you know, so, and actually I did an InnerSpeak session on it. And, in fact, a lot of the InnerSpeak work that I've done on myself of late in the last month or two has been related to birth trauma of some sort. And this particular one was an ancestral belief system around adultery, actually, that I picked up during my birth process.
Right.
You know, so I had to clear that away, you know, and slowly but surely it's been getting better. And today I woke up and I felt like, wow, I'm a whole new human being because the sun was shining in my life and outside, you know, and I was feeling good and there was no more pain.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So it's working. I know it's working.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess the moral to that whole story is that we do create our reality. And whether we want to believe we do or not, we do. And, you know, we have to be somewhat cautious as we're doing the creation work. Because if you still have limiting beliefs around the stuff you're trying to create and you really go in there with gusto to create, then you will bring up those limiting beliefs for yourself. And, you know, some of us let the body be the battlefield, you know. That wouldn't be you, right?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
But it would certainly be me, you know. And even though I keep trying to change that paradigm, I apparently haven't gotten very successful at that one. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a really important thing to look at. I mean, certainly, you know, there is always that be careful what you wish for, because we do tend to bring in things. And it's interesting. I mean, I've been kind of going through my own little, well, we all know that I'm going through my own stuff too. But I mean, my issue on that is, you know, lately I've been, you know, thinking about my long-term ex and how, I mean, I always kind of think about why I sort of left him and, you know, think about whether that was really a good idea. So, of course, the next person I bring into my life is someone that the passion's not necessarily there. The friendship is certainly there. There's, you know, a nice connection, but not that real passion thing. And there's a part of me that feels like I'm supposed to just experience that again because I think I have too much possible regret over leaving my ex like 12 years ago. It's been a while. But, you know, just because my life would have been so much simpler and, you know, I wouldn't have grown the same way and done the same thing. So I think maybe that's partly why this new one's come into my life, just to sort of show me that this is part of, you know, either it's what I want or what I don't want. And so I kind of think I have to figure it out. Because it's very new, so I'm not sure that it really isn't there. It's just, it's interesting. I'll have to see where this goes.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not sure that I completely agree with that we have to be careful what we ask for. I think we have to be careful how we ask for it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because I think we should be able to ask for anything we want.
Yes. I mean, it's I guess it's more what your response is going to be and how you're going to receive it, because it really will become dependent on that, right? It's, you know, is this what I want? Is this what I truly open to and see? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we can ask for anything, but sometimes we get things in a package we're not expecting, or so therefore what we may just delete it and not even look at it because it's not what we imagined it would be. So, you know, there's always a reason why people and things come into our lives, and I think it's about, you know, trying to grow and see, you know, is this, you know, it's your response. It's how you respond to each situation, each things that happen, each person and each situation that comes into your life, and how, and I think that's the more important aspect is, you know, how you react to it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and then that brings up that old bugger about not being attached to an outcome, you know, because if we have an expectation, then, like you said, we might just delete it because it doesn't look like we thought it was supposed to look.
Right. We are going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. You can find out more about our wonderful summit that's coming up if you go to Realities of Creation. And you're listening to News for the Heart. We are getting the heart of what matters, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are getting the heart of what matters. We've been talking about, we're probably going to talk about the realities of creation quite a bit, and just because that's our new telesummit that's coming up, and so that's exciting. I have Jean Adrian with me. You can find out about Jean if you go to jeanadrian.com or if you go to our new website, realitiesofcreation.com. And in our last segment, we sort of were talking about scripting, but we never really said what it was. We kind of played around with it. So I thought maybe, Jean, if you could explain to us what it was, what it is.
Sure. So it's really simple and basic, but you write down what you want to create in your life. And there are just a few sort of tips or rules, if you want to call them that. And that is you do it in the present tense, like you already have it. So for example, to create clients, what I wrote was I now attract to myself clients who resonate and are in harmony with my energy. And they come to me with ease and grace. Thank you. So, in resonate with and in harmony with my energy is an important piece of it, because you don't want to create for yourself something that doesn't resonate with you or is not in harmony with you. Another piece of it is with ease and grace. You don't want it to have to be hard in a struggle. And then you have to give thanks. So, that's, those are the basic bones of doing the creation work. And so the day in the restaurant, that was all I said, was just I wrote that down. And it's best if you write it down longhand, because it engages, both sides of your brain, your more of your tactile sensations and all of that, and you just do it. Mm-hmm. And you can also do this or something better is mine now. Thank you. Just in case you don't quite have, you don't quite have exactly what's for your highest good laid out in your script. But then you can take it further than that. And that's really sort of what I started trying to do with my little novel. The more of your emotions and your senses you can engage into this creation, I'm thinking the better it works. You know, now Mr. Wonderful hasn't walked in my door yet, but that's not to say that he won't. So, you know, the timing has to be right as well. Right. And so that's why I really kind of got carried away with writing this book and with writing it to the way that it feels real. It, you know, it's like if you've ever read a mystery book or a fiction book or a romance novel or something like that and gotten so caught up in it that you lost track of time, you didn't want to put it down.
Yeah, that happens to me almost all the time when I read.
Exactly. Well, me too. You know, so that you're really, you know, engaged in this thing that you're creating. And then for me, it got to the place where it really felt like it was real. So I think that was a real positive thing to do. And then you go past the point of actually receiving what you want. And a woman that I interviewed on my radio show several months back, her name is Maureen St. Germain, and she's big into sacred geometry. And she says you can create anything using the golden mean and the Fibonacci sequence of numbers. And so, and how that actually plays out, you know, on the earth plane in the visual sense is that when you do your creation work, you actually go on the spiral, on the Fibonacci sequence, past the point of creation. So in my little romance novel that I'm writing, I've actually gone out a year, and my wonderful man and I are down on the beach in Mexico at a really nice all-inclusive resort, and we're having dinner and we're clinking our champagne glasses together and we're talking about how incredible the past year has been. And I'm able to hear him say to me what he says. So he's bought into my dream, you know, and it's, of course, it's all the words I want to hear, right? We love that. You know, so I've actually gone out past it so that it is created in sacred geometry reality.
Okay.
And that's where I am with it.
So you start it at the begin, or like in the center of the sacred geometry, and then, or this, the Fibonacci, and then have it move out.
Yeah. And what Maureen says is that if you pick any three random numbers, doesn't matter what they are, and then use them, add them together, like the Fibonacci sequence is the number previous added to the current number, and that gives you the next number. So pick three numbers. Let's say they, and boy, I need a calculator to do this. I'm painting myself into a corner here because math is not my strong suit. But let's just pick 3, 13, and 21.
3, 13, and what?
21. Okay, so those are my three numbers. So if you, two numbers. Pick two numbers. I have to back up. Pick two numbers. So 3 and 13. All right, so you add 3 to 13, you get 16. So where we are in the sequence is 3, 13, 16. And then you add 13 and 16 together, that gives you the next number. So that would be 29. 3, 13, 16, 29. And then you add 16 and 29 together, which will give you the next number. When you've done that math 10 times, you will be in the Fibonacci sequence, which is pi, 1.14, blah, 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 blah.
Huh, just a
any 10 numbers.
Just a slight complication here. I'm going to be moving into my headset because we got a little bit of a rainstorm happening here and I can hardly hear you.
It sounds like more than a little bit of a rainstorm. Yeah, so anyway, so while Lori is moving, so Yeah, any two numbers added together will put you onto the Fibonacci sequence. And so what I did was pick two numbers, but rather than them being numbers, they were literary, they were words. I'm doing sacred geometry with words. And I've picked what I want to have happen, and then I take it out 10 iterations to the point where I am actually into the golden mean. So past that point of creation. And so I'll let you know when he shows up.
Oh yes, we'll be right on that.
Now, but let's go back to not being attached to outcomes.
Right.
So in my book, how this man shows up is he buys the house that's vacant at the end of my street. And it's been vacant now for 2 years.
Wow.
You know, and so it's back on the market again. She's had two renters in there. And both of those renters have been problematic for me in that I've learned some really interesting lessons about my boundaries or lack thereof because of these people. And both of them have violated my boundaries to the point where I'm not letting that happen again. So that's how Mr. Wonderful in the book shows up, is that he buys a house next door and he's handsome. He's available. He has no baggage. You know, he's artistic. He's got a beautiful Scottish brogue. You know, so he could say anything to me and it would just sound so good. I would like go, oh yes, whatever.
Well, at least you've moved on from the star man.
Well, yeah. And this guy's a tantra master.
Of course.
You know, which I don't find that out until he's unbuttoning my clothes.
Of course.
So, by the way, I just wanted to tell you, I'm into tantra. I hope you're okay with that.
Nice. You know,
so I've really crafted something incredible there. But I am not attached to the universe manifesting for me that particular guy buying the house at the end of the street.
Right.
It's just that the romance comes to me and it has all of those characteristics, those feelings, that I felt as I wrote this book. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I think. That's how I think it's supposed to be. And absolutely, I'm teaching what I need to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing how we kind of fall into that and not really, it's like, it's almost like one letting go. But I mean, I think the more playful we are, and I think maybe, you know, you even got some of that from our last talk about how I would read, you know, certain books and get lost in that and then meet people that were similar to that. So you're mm-hmm. kind of doing it by writing it yourself, which is kind of a cool way of bringing in that type of reality for you, or that using creation in that way. It's kind of a much more playful way. We certainly take things so seriously, but this is, and you're a very good writer. So it's nice how you've put it together so quickly, and it's very readable already. So it's kind of neat that you've brought it the way you have and done it in a way that, you know, is fun. Because I think, you know, we get so caught up in how serious things are that, and, you know, for a lot of us, spirituality is not a game. It's very, very serious.
Yeah, right.
You know, we forget all of the things that we know, which is, you know, we get to create this playground, and we're making it, you know, not a playground of fun. We're making it this, you know, really serious thing. And, you know, I mean, my stuff about bringing in the heart, but now I'm starting to think that maybe you need to write a chapter about this too in your reality, creation of realities, reality of creation. See, I'm going to keep playing those around.
Exactly.
But I think maybe you should be, you know, having something in there about this, because this is kind of playful and fun, and it's a nice way of, you know, playing with, you know, what you want to create and how you want to see your world. It's kind of a fun way of doing it.
Good idea. Consider it done.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be one of, I'll add that as a topic for myself, or maybe I'll find somebody who wants to speak to that.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. And you know, and the universe gave me a great confirmation. Actually on Saturday, I went to the post office to get my mail, and there was a book. I get books fairly regularly from publishers who would like for me to interview their authors.
Right.
Unsolicited. And so I opened this up, and it's called Mutual Awareness. And it's about how a couple can work together on their spiritual path and enlightenment and techniques for that.
Mm.
And I thought, well, isn't that interesting that here I am creating this book, you know, and wanting, you know, to create a holy relationship a la A Course in Miracles when I do this, and I get another book about just doing just that.
Yeah.
And it's quite a lovely book, actually.
And, you know, it's really is important. I think that that's one of the big things that we, you know, so many people believe and teach that we're on this journey on our own. And, you know, there's certain aspects that we have, you know, we certainly have to make the decision and the intention that we evolve personally and, you know, where it is that we want to evolve. But when, as in the Course in Miracles and in the Bible, I mean, where one or where two or more of us meet in my name, you know, this is where we can really create much more powerfully. And so when you're in alignment like that with somebody and both parties want to do that, it makes it a much more powerful experience. And certainly that was my idea of doing a contract and that kind of thing, that, you know, that making the intention or setting the intention that we're both on the same path, that this is both what we both want sort of thing. And I think, you know, when we get with people who maybe don't have the same beliefs as we do, or not seeing the same, like they don't have to be exactly like us, but if we're not sort of in, if I think that the beliefs, having similar beliefs is really important, how we use those beliefs, where it goes from there. But I think it's really important that we, you know, work together, especially if we're trying to create, you know, a more divine or sacred relationship. It certainly isn't something that should be, that we should go at alone. I think it's the more powerful the relationship, the more in tune, the more in harmony or mutually working together, the better it will always be.
Exactly. I agree completely.
Yeah. It's just it's so hard for women, especially, I think, to be that vulnerable to ask for that.
Yeah.
And be okay if the person says no, that means you can say, okay, well, then this isn't going to work for us. Like, it's, do you know what I mean? Like, if people can't do what we know is crucial, then I don't know that that's the relationship for us.
Well, exactly. And so therefore it's being a big enough person to both say and to receive that information and say, you know, cool, we're not on the same page and that's okay. You know, I love you where you are. You love me where I am, and let's be friends.
Right.
And move on.
Right. And maybe, you know, maybe sometimes it builds. Like, I know that the one couple that I have interviewed, Al and Paula, they've written many Tantra books, but their Tantric experience didn't actually, it wasn't there at the very beginning. Like, it didn't, it evolved, like it progressed. So I think sometimes, well, there's always a reason why people come into our lives, but sometimes we just have to play it out and see where that goes and not maybe make the judgment so quickly just because, again, it's not the package you're thinking or, but just being very aware to see where and being open enough to just allow it to to grow or to not grow, but to be really open instead of being really quick to say, okay, this isn't going to work. Like, I think, you know, we've probably talked about the serial daters before, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just, you know, if it's not, you know, exactly the way they want it, then they leave very quickly. And I think sometimes it just takes time for a real connection to be made. There's a instant connection usually that you feel, but I mean, I can feel that with, you know, pretty much anybody, depending on how many lives we've lived. Mm-hmm. But that there's sometimes it's about just a letting it sort of evolve.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Again, and that kind of goes back to not taking it so seriously.
You know?
Because I think the mistake that we tend to make is going immediately into the judgment place of, is this possibly the one?
Right away.
Yeah. And then showing up on the second day with a wedding dress on. Yeah.
Or at least, you know, you start thinking about your name changing. Or
never going to do that again.
No.
That's too much trouble.
It's funny. I mean, I hope we can laugh at ourselves at a certain point in our lives where we kind of go, yeah, I do that a lot.
You know, because otherwise I'd be sitting here crying. Laughing is a lot more fun.
Not when you can write such a juicy book. I don't think so. I think we need to play more. At that, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. I have Jean Adrian with me, and you can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. And you can also go to our new website, Realities of Creation. We're creating this great telesummit, and it's going to be a book, and it's going to be a boat cruise. So join the excitement, because it is going to be a fun time. You've been listening to News for the Heart. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart, and I have Jean Adrian with us. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. We're talking a lot about the realities of creation. So why don't we introduce everybody that are going to be part of it. And maybe we're even going to have some of them on our show, just to introduce them and what they're going to be talking about on the show. So on the telesummit, as well as their book and the boat cruise. I mean, it can be very exciting to bring in some of these great women.
Cool beans. Yeah. So, well, you know, there's me, of course. And the reality that I'm going to be looking at in the telesummit and in the book is creating the reality of DNA. Because I believe that our DNA is so much more powerful than we're given it credit for. And that if we engage our DNA, we amp up our abilities to create what we want, not only in the physical, in our physical vessels, but in every area of our life. So that's what I'm exploring and pondering right now as I write. And I'm about 9 pages into my chapter. So, because DNA is one of my hot buttons. But my partner in crime and pulling this thing together is a friend of mine who is a coach here in the Atlanta area, and her name is Leslie Amerson. And she's going to be talking about the emotions as a reality of creation, and primarily forgiveness. Mm. And how we have to use forgiveness around creation, and using our emotion as our guidance system. And then, of course, there's you, and you're going to be talking about the heart. Lynn Waldrop is a healer. She's pretty high up in this access consciousness healing modality. Nice. She's going to be talking about the mind as a reality of creation. Linda Minnick is another coach, and I can't exactly tell you what her topic is. I don't remember right now. Julia Griffin is yet another. She's a healer and an intuitive. Kathy Canavas is going to be looking at the aspect of the dream reality. She's pretty interesting because she diagnosed herself with breast cancer because of a dream. She had this real intense dream that was very lucid, and told her basically, get thee to the doctor because you have breast cancer. And so she went to the doctor, had a mammogram, and they said, you don't have breast cancer. And she goes, no, I'm pretty sure I do. Dig deeper. And I think another dream came on top of that one. And because she was insistent, they looked, and sure enough, it was stage 2. Basically, the dream saved her life. So she's now working with medical doctors and medical conferences all over the world, talking about how to use dreams with respect to medicine. And then the last one is Suzanne Streisauer. So that's kind of the lineup. And so why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, since I talked about what I was going to be talking about.
Absolutely. I'm going to be working on, you know, what the heart, like, so the power of the heart in creation. And I think, you know, I'm going to come from my area, obviously. And if we have people, you have somebody who's coming from the mind, which is great. But the heart is, you know, when we think of, you know, some of the biggest sayings, you know, follow your heart, home is where your heart is. There's a lovely quote, our heart carries the wings of our dreams and the desire to realize them. And it's by Fernando Suave. Our heart is where our soul is. It's what gives us desire and passion. And it's so incredibly powerful because it's, you know, it doesn't have as many neurons as our head brain or our mind. Our mind has, you know, 100 billion neurons, where our heart only has between 30 and 120,000 neurons. But yet, it's 5,000 times more magnetic and 100,000 times more electric. So the magnetic electric pull of the heart is so much stronger than the mind. And given that, I mean, it allows us to understand that, you know, if you bring in your feelings, which we have somebody talking about feelings, but if you bring in, you know, your heart and be open and allow, you know, that passion and desire to move you, it can really assist you in you know, bringing your realities to you. The other thing is that heart math, I mean, it talks about how, you know, our values and our attitude and whether we're in a place of stress. So learning how to bring yourself into an alignment and have a strong resonance so that the magnetic and electric pull is so strong. It has more to do with, you know, letting go of all the stress and working towards, you know, coming from a real resonance within your heart. So that's getting, you know, just getting yourself so that you're much more open and not closed. So, you know, when we have things like boredom, that creates a lot of stress. Insomnia creates a lot of stress in our body. And learning how to appreciate ourselves, you know, brings us back into a place of resonance. So working on all of this, you know, personal stress about self-image and judgment and family stress and friend stress and job stress. So looking at, you know, what stresses and emotions can affect, how that it can affect the heart, and bringing it into a place of resonance. So it's really a powerful, I believe, and I'm sure it will meet with everybody else, but I think it's a really a powerful tool to come into alignment. But see, as much as I think mine is, you know, incredibly important, I know that everybody has their own beliefs, and due to that, you know, that's why it's so incredible that we're bringing this, you know, great group of women together that are going to give us all these tools to assist us that come from all different modalities so that, you know, everybody can get a little bit of what they know and maybe expand with a little bit about what everybody else knows and well, yeah, work with that and play with that. I think that that's going to be really important, is to not take everything so seriously. Yes, there's lots of evidence and scientific proof that I can show you about how powerful the heart is. But if the heart is not your way of connecting, it doesn't matter. Right? So I know.
Yeah. And I think what's so cool about it is that at the end of the day, be it the end of the first telesummit or the second telesummit or after you read the book or at the end of the cruise, that if you take all eight pieces and put them together, then you've got a formula that will enable you to create much more powerfully and much quicker.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's kind of the goal. I mean, that is the goal, that you will discover, you know, how you work, because we all have different ways of intuiting information. We all have different ways of learning information, and, you know, no one way is the way. It's just, it's what works for you. So finding out the tools, I mean, it's instrumental in being able to allow yourself to do what you need to do. But I, you know, these past 4 to 5 years have been, you know, incredibly stressful for me for many reasons. And partly with a relationship that also had a, you know, a group kind of family, group that was kind of, that was very important to me, and having it all sort of get, you know, stopped very quickly and had interference and stuff. So it really affected me, and it affected how I did my business, and it affected how, you know, my confidence in myself, and it affected how I felt. And the more I would, I guess the more I would think about where I was or what happened, even though I'd done so much work around it, I still just couldn't get myself out of this, I guess, this funk that I was in. And it wasn't until I just stopped, because I mean, it went from, you know, a like this beautiful kind of family connection to, and relationship to having nothing because it was cut off by somebody who interfered in it, which was not the relationship. And then my business suffering from it, my confidence suffering from it, my whole connection with people suffering from it, and then my health suffering from it. So that was kind of the last manifestation of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important because it allowed me to see just how much I was interfering, just how much I was closing down my heart so that I couldn't be open, so that I couldn't find the things that I needed to find. And so, you know, everybody would tell me, you know, just change your thoughts or just change your emotions. And until you're ready to do that, it's not going to happen. But now when
I can't hear it until you're ready to do it, they tell it to you. But if you're like me, you know, you don't know what it means. It's like, what? You know, I'm doing that, you know.
You think you're doing that. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And now when, you know, people come to me like that and I'm like, I can see it so clearly and it's like, wow,
and they're going, what?
Yeah. Exactly. But you know, you can see it so clearly once you're out of it, but while you're stuck in it. And so this will be an opportunity to give you all the tools to find out what works best for you. And sometimes it's just a matter of, okay, I've done enough. But really what happened was I let it go, and I let it go through reading. Like, I was able to release all of this stuff because I started reading some things for fun. I mean, I was watching movies a lot, but they were just too short-lived. Like, I couldn't get into them. Like, when it's different when it's you're reading like a 1500 page book that right. has three others with it. You yeah. know, like, you can get right inside of the characters and you can sort of live them from day to day, and it allowed me just to let go. And as soon as I let go, everything started falling into place. I know my health isn't exactly where I want it to be yet, but it's getting closer. And, yeah. you know, financially, finally, you know, things really shifted there. And I'm, you know, pretty happy about that because it's like, okay, things are shifting. And yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, I agree completely. I think that, you know, over the last 3 years, reading the trilogy from Deborah Harkness has been one of those ways where reading has opened me up to possibilities outside myself.
Right.
You know, so for sure. And I think that's what I'm so excited about this Realities of Creation is that we're going to give it to you in three different ways. We're going to give it to you as a webinar so you can listen. We're going to give it to you as a book so that you can read it and see it with your eyes. But finally, we're going to have freaking fun with it. I mean, how much more fun than going to the Eastern Caribbean on a fabulous cruise ship and, you know, wining and dining and just having a blast and, you know, getting up close and personal with people who are living this Realities of Creation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be great. I'm obviously very excited about the cruise part of it.
Yeah, me too.
I've needed to get away for a while, so hopefully it's not my first one between now and then. But I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a wonderful way just to really play. That should be the theme of our cruise, is to really just play with this instead of
play in creation.
Serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how much nicer to play in creation when you're not at home.
Well, exactly. And boy, and Royal Caribbean is the cruise line we're using, and they do it right. I mean, they really do.
Yeah.
They deliver a quality product, and we're delivering a quality product, and yeah, it's all going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've almost come to the end of our show. I don't know if there's anything else. I mean, check out their website. Our website.
Yeah.
Our website. Realities of Creation. And it should be a lot of fun. So you'll find out about when the the teleclass starts, and I guess when the book is ready, you'll find out how you can get the book. And join us on our cruise. If you go now, you can get a reduced rate, and that's always good. So absolutely. You have been listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian. Jean will be back with us for a live show on the 18th. If you want to join us for the live show, just let me know on Facebook. All right. We've been getting to the heart of what matters, and we've been talking all about realities of creation. Join us next time, and we'll be back then to talk about something even more exciting. Who knows? Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Lori. Ciao.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.